Welcome back, and joining me today is Nowanna Ironman head football coach Corey James. And coach, first of all, congratulations to you and the Ironman improving to 3-2 overall, but more importantly, getting that first district win of the season at Caney Valley, which the Trojans, I would say, gave it all they had against Nowanna, but you know what? You take the win.
Yes, sir. It's always nice to get off district season with that first win, and they, you know, they did. They come out and did give us some fits early, especially on defense. I thought our offensively started off a little slow, but you know, give them all the credit. They did some things that we weren't expecting, and so we got off to a slow start in the first half on offense, and picked it up a little bit in the second half. But defensively, I thought we played really good. We gave up that one drive, really on a couple of penalties, and then they got that big pass play to from the Hunter Hines kid to the Fogle kid. So give them the credit. They came out fighting. They didn't back down at all. I thought they had an excellent game plan in store. We were just able to do a couple things here and there to come out with the victory.
Yeah, took advantage of their mistakes, and then you let Will Lester and Terrell Collins do their thing, and fortunately got you the win.
Yeah, Terrell had another big night, 211 yards, 3 touchdowns, and you know, the threat of Will throwing and Pat or running, so that's always tough for our defense to handle. So, you know, when you got a game plan for all three of those aspects on our offense, one of them's bound to break eventually.
You know what I liked about your first scoring drive was getting somebody else an opportunity to run the ball in the end zone, and I thought Bryce Hewitt had that opportunity. He had that 30-yard run to give Nowanna that early lead against Caney Valley.
Yeah, and we saw some things on film that we were able to exploit, and we thought we could get that early touchdown on our little sweet play. And then, you know, they came out and lined up just like we figured they were going to line up. We were able to get the edge, and Hewitt had a good run into the end zone.
And I thought another player that really got the opportunity to score was T.J. Donaldson late in the fourth quarter on that 80-yard run. And I like to see some good things about this young man.
Yeah, he's only a sophomore, and he's going to be, you know, the next one in line after Terrell graduates this year of a lot of great backs that went through Nowanna High School. So he's just the next one to step up to come through this program. And I thought he had a really good run for our final touchdown run. I think it was like 75-plus yards, something like that, where he showed a burst of speed and a little patience in the hole to get his first touchdown. Or I guess it would be his second touchdown of the year.
Well, of course, another thing that is kind of a concern of me and maybe for you guys was the penalties. Again, the penalties started to pile up for Nowanna the last couple of games. How are you guys going to try to cut that down a little bit?
You know, we preach on it every single day in practice. We talk about how it's going to hurt us, and it hurt us against, you know, Burgers, especially late in the game when we got a couple of crucial penalties to set us back on the offense. And they're going to continue to hurt us, and we are very much aware of it. We preach to our kids every single day. I feel like we did a little bit better this week, and we got to get even better in this next week with Wyandotte coming in.
Well, speaking of Wyandotte coming in, they're 4-0. And they have only given up 13 points this season alone. So certainly it's going to be a test on the offensive side, taking on a very good Wyandotte Bear defense.
Yeah, they're an excellent ball club. I mean, they've been just hammering people just in the front part of their schedule. I think they beat Oklahoma Union at 66-7, I believe. And it's been a pretty good Oklahoma Union school or team this year. So They're so aggressive on defense, and they're not real big, but they fly around. They got team speed. They're aggressive. They wrap up well. They use their assignments to their advantage. And we don't have we're gonna have it cut out for us this week to move on offense. But our kids are up to the challenge. We know it's a big challenge to continue to what we have been doing on offense as far as rushing the ball, and we're up for it, and I think we're going to do something big this weekend.
Offensively, they've been putting up big numbers, 53, 56, 58, and 66 points. defense again has a really huge test against this Bears offense.
Yeah, I mean, the quarterback, Dermott, he can throw it, he can run it. They got a big physical tailback. Their offensive line is big and physical. They got a couple of really fast, shifty receivers that they throw the ball to. They're multi-dimensional, you know, and we have to be assignment sound. We have to stop the run, obviously, first, because that's what they like to do, and be sound in the back end to be ordered to slow them down. And I say slow them down because I don't think we're going to be able to fully stop them because they're so powerful on offense. But, you know, if we get it here and stop here, too, and, you know, get some breaks our way, you never know what might happen.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Best of luck to you for the Ironman against Wyandotte this Friday.
Thanks, Hoop. We'll see you on Friday.